For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Recently, Sasha and Ann Shulgin were featured on an online interview with the Drug Policy Alliance's executive director, Mr. Ethan Nadelman.
The outstanding pioneers in psychedelic research for so many years. They were just recently featured in the New York Times Magazine. Sasha has been an amazing explorer and pharmacologist and chemist, and Anne has been a beautiful writer and therapist. They're really beautiful and wonderful psychedelic pioneers. Are you an advocate for cognitive rights, or do you simply support the use of psychedelics in a medical setting? Anne, Sasha? Yeah?
I'm adamantly in favor of cognitive rights. I think one of our greatest liberties is our freedom of thought. And this, unfortunately, is undergoing challenges not only in the medical, but in the political area right now, that you must be free to be able to think as you wish. And I very strongly believe that.
I cannot believe that anyone who has found out that there is a Constitution and a Bill of Rights and has any idea of what the founders of this country really stood for, I don't see how they can be against an adult to find out about his own mind. To me, it's the equivalent of a woman's right to choose. Every woman has the right to say what can or cannot be done with her body. And I think every human being has the right to decide what can or cannot be done with his or her mind.
And the idea is almost like denying a person the right of education.
Yeah.
Of learning. I mean, education itself, it makes irreversible changes in the brain. People who go to college do not come out the same way they went in.
Well, you hope they didn't.
I hope not.
Yeah, no, I mean, actually, that is the core principle of the Drug Policy Alliance, and really, in many respects, the entire growing drug policy reform movement, which is that people should not be punished simply for what they put into their bodies if they don't hurt anybody else.
I totally agree.
Exactly.
To be totally free to do as you wish. You're giving drugs to people against their wishes, or to people who are too young to be able to rally with the changes, or to people they're driving under the influence of drugs, yes.
Yeah.
Other than that, these restrictions, there should be no law against the use of drugs.
Joining us this week on Cultural Baggage live via the phone will be Sasha and Ann Shulgin, the noted chemist, and his wife. He and his wife have experimented with the psychedelic drugs more than 7,000 times. Yet at 79 years old, he remains cogent, active, inventive, and very much an advocate for drug policy reform. To learn more, I urge you to visit drugpolicy.org. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.